the lab I was in was really concerned with trunk communications. At that time, it was microwave. The higher the frequency you go to, the wider the bandwidth you get. But about that time, I think about 1960, the laser was invented. And now we had access to a coherent source at a much higher frequency. I mean, light waves and microwaves are the same, essentially. It's just that the frequency is a lot higher. The emphasis at the time changed from, instead of trunk communications using waveguides and microwave waveguides, it changed to looking for means of guiding energy using light. As a department, looked at a number of methods. So in fact, it was guided. Fiber optics wasn't something that came out of the blue. We were looking for a mechanism for to guide the optical waves. A member of the department looked at what he called the hollow pipes, one-inch diameter tubes that were silver-coated on the inside, made in approximately 6 foot length, and they were joined together. Of course, that had problems. That, all in all, that didn't look very attractive. STL at that time, then another colleague was looking at a confocal lens system. It's a series of lenses periodically along aligned in free space along a line. And the idea was that the energy was refocused every time at the lens. The trouble is, it had to be in a controlled environment with the variations in the atmosphere, for example. If the temperature came out and the sun was shining on one part of the air structure and not the other, the beam would suddenly shoot off to one side and you lost everything. That proved to be very difficult to do. I then started looking at waveguides, surface wave structures. I looked at the thin film guide, which was proposed by Dr. Kobowiak, which was a thin film layered over a trough. And the idea was that most of the energy, as it's a surface wave, most of the energy, if it was thin enough, would be guided, would flow in the air, if you like, though it was guided by the dielectric layer. The trouble is there was no means to laterally control it. And so you had loss in the other direction, so it wasn't that brilliant. Anyway, a while after that, I went to and started looking at the fibre.